Governor Schwarzenegger likely celebrated last night's political victories with a nice fat cigar. He is a well-known fan of stogies, and as John Myers of member station KQED reports, the governor's indulgence has ignited some criticism and spawned some tall tales at the state capitol.
As governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger seems to relish not only the art of the deal, but making those deals through informal chats. When asked recently how he might forge a compromise over the state's budget crisis, Schwarzenegger hinted that part of the strategy may include a new way to light the fire of bipartisanship.
I don't have a specific plan on how I'm going to deal with each one of the legislators and how many cigars I need to smoke with them and when I get together with them and all of those kind of things.
Staffers say Schwarzenegger prefers Daniel Marshall cigars, a box of which reportedly sell for as much as $200. But the Capitol cigar craze has turned into what some reporters now call Stogiegate. At its most absurd, Stogiegate included reports that Schwarzenegger wanted to cut a hole in Sacramento's Capitol dome to allow cigar smoke to flow out. The story was published in Europe and on the East Coast and resulted in a flood of phone calls to Deputy Press Secretary Terry Carbaugh.
There is no plan underway to remove the California State Capitol's historic dome so that Governor Schwarzenegger can smoke a cigar. That is just patently false.
But Schwarzenegger has brought his cigars with him to work. Problem is, California law prohibits smoking inside state buildings and requires all smokers to be at least 20 feet away from an entrance. Lucky for Schwarzenegger, his suite of offices opens up to a place that Carbaugh says meets that requirement.
The governor has a courtyard off his office, and he has put together a contained area where he can sit down, regardless if it's raining, regardless if it's windy or cold, and carry on a conversation.
The so-called contained area is really just a canvas tent measuring 11 feet by 11 feet with a green piece of astroturf to walk on. The most unusual and exclusive cigar bar in California has apparently proven valuable for Schwarzenegger. Aides say time spent schmoozing with lawmakers in the cigar tent helped seal the deal that placed this week's budget measures on the state ballot. But Stogiegate has also left Governor Schwarzenegger facing criticism for failing his job as a role model.
You know, that sends the same example to kids that our governor smokes. Arnold, our hero, is a smoker.
Laurie Comstock is the founder of Tobacco Survivors United. The Northern California group held a Valentine's Day rally at the state capitol asking Schwarzenegger to, if not stop, at least be more discreet in smoking cigars.
Being that he's the most public person in the state, as well as being a movie star and, you know, super mega hero, he's setting an example that cigars just aren't as dangerous as it seems to be.
But the governor's aides argue Schwarzenegger is adamant about keeping kids away from tobacco. In recent weeks, his administration has launched a new crackdown on California retailers who sell tobacco to minors. Meantime, at the state capitol, the governor's stogies have become more than just cigars. The new status symbol of legislators who have been personally lobbied are the cigars that Schwarzenegger hands out, custom-made, with his signature on the label. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.